Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquis and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance.
Fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Minions, attention, attention, attention. It is Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. That's right. I know that you guys tuned it in here to the Balance Radio Network to hear the radio speak. Jock, Cliff, Kenny, and, well, whoever else stops by over there at Radio Speak Talk to talk about some of the fastest machines on the face of the earth. And they, I'm sure, are going to get into NASCAR BK getting it his way. Yes, sir, plus all of what's going on in IndyCar. And you just never know what those two guys will talk about. I tell you what, we had a great time out at Purdue University yesterday doing our live broadcast. If you missed it, well, I tell you what, you just missed one of those shows that it's probably better that you did miss. No, I'm just kidding. We love all you minions. Excuse me, it's Sunday. I still got that Sunday morning gurgle going on. But, yeah, we had some technical difficulties. It's okay. The show must go on, right? Well, guys, I'll tell you, every Saturday morning we do the Balance right here on the Balance Radio Network from 9 a.m. to 11. And we have these guys from Radio Speed Talk on the first part of the show. Of course, we talk NFL. We're going to talk some college football. Obviously, break it down to Bulls. How about them Irish? Headed to the national championship. I'll tell you what. I watched that game last night against USC, and Notre Dame, they earned that win. USC made them earn that win, and I tell you what, even if you're not a Notre Dame fan, per se, you got to root for the story. You got to root for what went on. Notre Dame going to the first title game in how many years? It's been a minute headed to the BCS title game. And obviously, I'm not a big fan of the BCS games, but I think they got it right this year. Now, where I'm going to be curious in standing by with bated breath, who are they going to play? Notre Dame plays the winner of the SEC championship game against Georgia and Alabama. The SEC title game next Saturday in Atlanta. Well, most likely determine the number two opponent, Alabama. Really? I don't want Alabama to be there against number three, Georgia. Now, that would be a great story. Georgia at Notre Dame in the national championship. I'll tell you what, it is going to be something. So, congratulations to Notre Dame. Ohio State finished 12-0, finished its bowl band season, beating rival Michigan 26-21. All for nothing. All the glory, all for nothing, right? Well, guys, we'll get into all of that next week. Obviously, Alabama stomps all over Auburn, 49-0. Of course, Georgia Tech, 42-10. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and here's another good one. Oregon over Oregon State. So the Mighty Ducks pull out a win as well. So, guys, we're going to get into all of that. But I tell you what. Football Johnny was back yesterday, threw for 372 yards, three touchdowns, and ran for more two scores than last year. Hey, guys, is he a Heisman winner? We're going to get into that on the Balance next Saturday. You know, there's a lot of people that just blatantly will not vote for a freshman. What are your thoughts on that? Obviously, we're going to have everything up on our Facebook and our Twitter and all of that good jazz. Make sure you are following us on Facebook. Just search The Balance and our sister company, Indy Pro Sports, Pro Indy on Twitter, and T-Balance as well. Well, guys, I know you tuned in today not to hear Al Presidente, so you don't have to pay homage to me. Be on your best behavior, because right around the corner, guys, is Radio Speed Talk.
It's time for Speed Talk. With host Cliff Tanner.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
I'm special and you're not.
From AMA to IRL and NHRA.
Sorry, gentlemen, I'm not a fan of that.
Even NASCAR.
Ooh, I'm ready for NASCAR.
In-person interviews and giveaways.
Incredible talent, incredible variety, like never seen on any other show before.
Along with the ride, as always, is Kenny Bard. You can always visit the gang at RadioSpeedTalk.com.
Welcome to Speed Talk, folks. And the championship is done. We've got Tom Wolf and Kenny Barr with us, and we also got Steve Minnick Sr. And we got Steve and Tiny over there keeping us on the boards and looking good. Obviously, championship week. We'll talk about that. We got a lot to talk about. Actually, we got a big, big announcement to make. But before we do that, we got to go through all of our other things. And Kenny, you're going to tell us about the contest here in just a second. But go to RadioSpeedTalk.com, check in everything out there, and the contest, which Kenny will talk about. And also, you can go to Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk, check out all the stuff going on there, and blogs and all that good stuff. And Kenny, tell us about the contest.
Well, at RadioSpeedTalk.com, we're going to pony up a couple of $50 gas cards, or a gas card and a whatever card, wherever you want to spend it, I forget. Cliff don't want me to go to Victoria's Secret, so I don't know where it's really good to. But you got to match up a driver with a theme song. And what we determine to be the best pairing, there'll be two of them given away, one gas card, one gift card. We'll send them to you, but you got to give us some information, who you are, how to get a hold of you. And you can do that through the left side of the website at Become a Junkie. You're not a junkie anymore. You're a race fan. But that's the best way we've got for you to communicate with us to get all the information that we need from you. The example that we give, so you can't use this one, is A.J. Allmendinger, and I want a new drug. So, and we've got several really good entries now. Cliff has been sifting through them, and the contest runs till the 30th, I believe.
The 30th is going to be it, yes, sir.
And then we'll find out who the best two are, and then we will get a hold of you, maybe have you on the air if you're not microphone shy or telephone shy or whatever it is you're may or may not be, and we'll get them to you. But you match up your favorite driver or your least favorite driver with a song that makes sense for a theme song.
Maybe we'll even give them a $50 bonus if they sing the first segment of the song. What do you think?
Just so.
All right, folks. Sad news today coming out of the racing world. This is coming from somebody, and we'll talk to her, or talk about her. Danica Patrick to her fans. I am sad to inform my fans after 7 years, Paul and I have decided to amicably, however you say that word, end our marriage. This isn't easy for either of us, but mutually it has come to this. He has been an important person and friend in my life, and that's how we will remain moving forward. And I also found out today she was also named the most popular driver nationwide, which really surprised me. We'll get into her a lot more. But Steve's over here biting at the bit because he knows who she's dating. Is that right?
Well, no, I'm not going to get and say that. All I can tell you, there's two words for you. Tony Stewart. That's who she works for. Now, you figure it out.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just had to say that. Why the hell is that even big important news to anybody here?
I'll tell you why. I think in the interest of media relations and improving it, we throw Cliff Tanner's name into the possible dating choices for her.
You know what? That would probably be good, but there was one time I was standing in her pit box at an IRL race, and I thought she was going to kill me because I was standing there in her space.
Perfect. I believe I was next to you at that
point. Oh, that's right. You were there, weren't you? I forgot about that. Yeah. So
sounds perfect. But, all relationships start out rocky, don't they?
Yeah, why not? It wouldn't be the first time.
I don't know if
Cliff
would be a good deal because then we might lose him as a friend if he turned out like her.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's two things. That ain't going to happen. Number two, well, never mind.
Yeah, I've tried to shake him for 35 years. He won't
go right. Well, here's the thing, though. We always hear, or at least I have heard many, many women, you hear them on talk shows, you hear them running around the track, and they always say that, I'm Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s future wife. He just hasn't met me yet. Now we're going to get every NASCAR fan saying a thing, except it'll be the husband part for Danica Patrick.
So, maybe.
No, there's no maybe to it, trust me. It's like I said,
not me.
We saw the people hanging around her in the IRL, and they're all, Googling and drooling and everything else. Can you imagine going to a NASCAR? track. And well, never mind. We're getting way off track. Anyway, we had this weird thing happen, and Speed Talk, all of us at Speed Talk were talking about it, and Kenny and I were texting. But I got to ask you guys, man, wasn't that the most boring freaking race you've ever seen all year long, but probably in a couple years?
I don't think so. I disagree.
You do?
Yeah.
You would. This ought to be interesting.
And well, why?
Because we talked a couple weeks ago about this racing strategies and that it would take a team effort to do it. And I honestly think that when the race started, Keselowski was completely out of his normal game and went into what we like to call the prevent defense mode in the NFL, or prevent the win mode, and it almost cost him the championship. And the two strategies played out. So if you're talking specifically about the race, yeah, I might be able to agree with you. But the overall two strategies, Jimmy and Chad threw everything at it, and it almost got him for him.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because that's what I wanted to ask Steve, and, you know, even Kenny, is you sat there, and I thought Keselowski and Wolf played it way too safe, because if Jimmy wouldn't have went out, I'm thinking he might have been a champ.
Absolutely.
Well, that's why he drove hard. He told you he drove hard to get 15th on purpose, because if Jimmy would have stayed in, he'd have been 16th, and he still would have won. So, yeah, it could have been interesting, that's for sure. They put him on the hot seat, that's no doubt about that.
Kenny, what's your thoughts on all that?
I think Keselowski just lifted on the gas pedal as soon as he knew that Jimmy was in the pits. I think he'd have raced hard and got 7th, 8th, 9th if he needed to. I think they played their cards exactly right, and that's the way I'd have played it if I was running that show. Why run the risk of crashing a car or doing something stupid? You're that close to the pinnacle. That close. Don't screw it up.
Well, and I agree with you to that aspect, but it was almost like he played it too safe, because again, if Jimmy wouldn't have had the lug nut issue and then ended up breaking, and by the way, I want to ask you, Steve, real quick after we get done here, but don't you think they played it too safe? I mean, there's such a thing as playing it too safe.
Well, there is, and it can bite you in the rump at times, but I don't think it would have. Anytime he wanted to, he would pick it up 3 or 4 or 5 spots during the course of that race. You know, when I'd wake up and watch, he'd be in 8th, and then I'd fall asleep, and he'd pit, he'd be in 16th, and then I'd wake up and watch, he'd be in 6th. And so he could advance anytime he wanted to. I think he had that thing in his back pocket.
Now, the question I have, though, you know, he had the missing lug nut. He had to come back in, and then something broke on the rear end. They said caused by a lug nut. Could you explain that to me, Steve?
Well,
caused by a lug nut, they said that?
That's what I heard, it almost has to be, and it'd be a freak. When they have these lug nuts, they take them off. They're on the ground, and you've probably seen it lots of times. They leave, and you see some sparks. That's the lug nuts.
Right.
And a lug nut supposedly hit a line to the oil cooler on the rear end cooler. And it hit that line, all the oil went out, and then it burnt the gear up. So that could have happened. One more thing about the Keselowski and Paul Wolf deal. I think they made a mistake, and it's pretty easy to sit here and be a Monday morning quarterback.
Sure.
Whatever Jimmy Johnson done, that's what I'd have done. When he come in and pitted, I'd have been right in with him, and he'd been in my sight the whole race. Then it would have been no brainer because he could have stayed right there. But the way the strategy played out, it was going to be interesting.
Well, let me ask you guys this. One thing I noticed, you always see the NASCAR drivers always try to mess with each other's heads, you know, especially when it comes to championship. We saw how well it worked for Tony last year. I mean, it really did.
Oh, yeah.
I almost got the feeling, because Jimmy did, you had to drive hard when you're 20 points down, but I almost got the feeling that he psyched his own self out and really messed with his head. I really do.
Yeah, it could have been, but Keselowski ain't afraid of nobody.
Right.
It doesn't matter. He could have played mind games all day long, and Brad had just blown that off and just went out and
raced. Well, he's never been in that position before, though, either. 20 points behind, going in the last race, and he had to put it all out there, you know, so I don't know.
It kind of seemed that way to me. Maybe I'm just making things up as you go along, but, you know, when you're sitting there watching a boring race, you got to come up with some kind of scenario, right?
That's true.
Well, I mean, Jeff Gordon wins, and I'm really surprising. Kenny, I give you kudos because on the balance show, you had him and Ken, I can't think of the guy's name.
Walbert Cox.
Yeah, Walbert. Anyways, he was the guy that was the cameraman and the guy that was following.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, Wally was the pit guy.
Right.
And then a guy named Jake Blue was the cameraman.
The cameraman, yeah.
Who we're putting in for an ESPY if we have any weight at all in that department.
He really thought, and he was trying to tell us, of course, he was right there on the action. And Kenny said, you know, when asked, Kenny said, no, I don't think we're going to see any repercussion about what happened. But the funny thing is he said, Walter said, that he, you could feel the tension. There was going to be something going on. There was an opportunity for both Logano and Clint Bowyer to take out Gordon on the way to winning, but neither one of them did it.
Big red trailer.
Yeah, too obvious in the next race.
You know,
yeah.
Too big a stage for the next race. It'll happen. 3 or 4 races in next year.
But it'll be,
don't forget, they got memories like
it will be a flagrant deal. This is how you handle you getting roughed up or whatever. One way I tell my son, you just don't go out and take somebody out. That's bad because people get hurt, innocent victims in their car. You're tearing cars up. Let's have a boxing ring and let them have at it, whatever. You just don't give them a break when they need a break sometime. You know, when they need to blend in and you could let them blend in, you just don't, and then that's how you handle that.
Right.
That's what's going to happen.
Well, you two have been in the front lines, but how do you make a guy think that? I mean, I'm sorry, you know, and maybe I know I have a temper, but if some guy blasted me out on purpose like that, I'm going to be looking for revenge the very next time, and I really don't care. How do you get a guy to calm down from that?
Well, it's something you got to learn. When you're out there, you got emotions, and you got to be thinking about what your car's doing, what's going on and everything, and you got to learn how not to have that emotion in the game. It's hard to do, but once you got that, that's how you become a champion. Because you're thinking the wrong thing when you're out there trying to spin somebody out instead of trying to win a race.
And Steve's got a distinct advantage over me. I can just talk to a guy and try to calm him down and appeal to his smarter racing side. But Steve owns a car, and he can jerk you right out of the seat. So you're not in there no more, buddy. Now, he wouldn't do it to the one guy, but anybody else would be walking, you know.
My son, I don't race like that. And he don't race like that. The main thing with him is he's got to fix it if he did do that. So, and I got to pay for it, and he knows we're not.
I think that's good incentive right there.
I've seen him get banged around, and you know, he does stay calm. I will give your boy credit. Stevie Junior,
you got to learn to do it though. It's something that's not easy, but you got to learn how to do that, and that's how you become a good racer and a champion is by not having your train of thought changing from your racing and what your car's doing and what line you need to be, and all of a sudden you're thinking about paying somebody back.
Again, radiospeedtalk.com, enter the contest. Kenny will tell us a little bit more about that here in a little bit. You know, check out the blogs, check out previous shows, whatever you want to see. It's all about us. It's all about racing. Man, I'm telling you what, we got to take a break, folks. We got to get out of here. You listen to Speed Talk. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Over the course of history, there have been many great revolutions. The French Revolution, the American Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, and now in 2012, there's a brand new revolution for the fan. The Fan Revolution, IndyProSports.com. That's IndyProSports.com. Indy Pro Sports is for the serious Indiana fan who roots for the Colts, the Pacers, the Indians, and so much more. Make sure you check out IndyProSports.com. Be a part of the revolution on Twitter, Pro Indy, and on Facebook, Indy Pro Sports.
199 left, and baby, it all comes down to this.
Your talk show for NASCAR.
Yeah, now that's what I'm talking about.
The Balance Online.
Welcome back to Speed Talk. Wow. Here we go, man. We're getting ready to do some fun stuff. And I know Tom over there has been biting it a bit. Kenny's been biting it a bit. I know I have. All day long. For 2 days, actually, I've been getting all kinds of people texting me, do this, do that. What do you think? Well, you know, I'm ready to have some fun. Lauren Tiny behind the boards. Don't forget, radiospeedtalk.com. Check out every interview, every show there. Check out our affiliates. And also the contest, again, been extended to November 30th. Match a song to your favorite driver. And God knows we've gotten 3 or 4 of them just on Jeff Gordon. The last couple of days.
No. Got 2 or 3 of them here at the table, but we can't share them.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't have a song Rainbow Warrior because it really fits in this point. But
probably
anyway.
Is. Talk to that Tiny. He knows every song got or wrote.
Well, there we go. $250 winners. I'll give you a choice, a gift card of any kind, gas card, whatever you want. Go to RadioSpeedTalk.com, hit Become a Junkie, sign up, have some fun with it. Two winners, November 30th. Have a great time. Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. Kenny Barr.
Yes.
You are at where on Twitter?
I'm at the studio recording a show with you.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, you're talking about Twitter?
Twitter.
Oh, no, I wasn't even paying any attention to you. Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Here at Speed Talk, we try to do our best.
I can tell. Kenny Barr, 52.
I'm at Radio Speed Talk.
Where are you at, Tom?
And I apologize to anybody.
I'm here in the studio with you guys both.
Oh, okay.
I apologize to anybody I offended on Facebook over the weekend. The Twitters were just flying. And sometimes I forget those are all connected, even though you think you shut it off, but you don't. So, you know, I looked over on Facebook, and there's like 10 or 12 of them in a row there. So I apologize for all that. But it was a fun time. So anyway, let's talk Phoenix. Or,
Rattlesnake
I will now
Hill.
Call it now, Rumble in the Phoenix.
Rumble in the Desert?
No, in the Phoenix. It was much better. But, man, I'm telling you what, you should have known by Friday night's truck race. Did you guys get a chance to see the truck race at all?
I did not see the truck race.
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, we've been talking about this thing blowing up for 4 or 5 weeks
right.
now.
Oh, sure.
It just took a little bit longer for tempers to flare. And when they flared, kaboom! I think I felt it clear here in Indiana when that thing started going
Well,
off.
I think so, man. It was a wild ride. And you know, that was just the beginning of Richard Childress's weekend. So... he did get a win, finally, which we'll talk about later. But, wow, you know, for how many, what, 3 or 4 weeks now they've been touting how it's going to be James Buescher and Ty Dillon fighting out for the championship. And then you got little Timothy Peters back here, you know, just too far back is not going to make a difference. And then you turn around and Ty Dillon blows a tire. And it's funny, and, you know, we'll talk about the tire issue. It seems, you know, that maybe some of that came into play in quite a bit of it, too. But Ty Dillon goes down. He pretty much goes bye-bye. Pretty soon, Chris Buescher goes bye-bye, and he goes out. And now, next thing you know, here's old Timothy Peters, only 11 points down. He finishes fourth.
Save your equipment. Save your equipment. And save your equipment. Everybody who had a blown-out right front tire had a melted bead. They had a melted bead because the brakes got so hot because they drove them in the corner so stinking deep and had to jam on the brakes so hard. Drift in the corner a little bit, save your equipment, roll through the corner a little bit smoother, and get in the throttle earlier. Duh! So maybe it's too simplistic, but that's what you got to do. You know, that's the guys who didn't blow right fronts did. That's what cost Jimmy Johnson and his deal, because he was trying to catch Keselowski because he got himself in a little bit of trouble. Melted bead, blew a tire.
You know, I want to get to that a little bit here in a little bit also, because there's a lot of things to talk about when little time to do it. But let's talk about going the next day, the Nationwide. And again, you've got Sadler and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. battling it out, going for it. And I think Sadler just got too impatient trying to whip through that traffic and just came up and started taking people out.
Overdrove the car.
Big
yep.
time. And he admitted it. And I'll give him credit. I like that. He did it. The unfortunate thing is, I'm sitting here thinking, going into this weekend, if we have a good race all weekend, we're going to have a real exciting shootout in all three divisions. Not so. Still an outside possibility he could do it. Austin Dillon's got a, you know, outside possibility he could do it. But all Ricky has to do, Mr. Stenhouse Jr., to win his second in a row before going up there and riding, well, replacing Kenseth pretty much, before he has to go up there, he just got to finish 16th. Doesn't have to lead any laps or anything. He's just got to be 16 or better. He wins the championship.
Bummer for him, huh? And he's doing it the right way. He's getting through the channels, and he's learning the cars, and he's learning everything you need to learn. The hardest thing about it is getting used to the tire feel because they keep changing that, but you're going to always have to deal with that in NASCAR level.
Well, just keep in mind, though, man, what was it, 3 or 4 weeks ago when Stenhouse went 2 laps down because he got banged all up and somehow came through and finished in the top 5. So just amazing how that works sometimes.
Yeah, it's called racing and race strategy and race management. You got to be able to do it on the track and all day long with your crew chief and the decision makers.
And the sad part is if you didn't have the cup guys coming down into Nationwide, you probably had a lot tighter race with a lot more drivers.
You'd have a better race every week with a lot more drivers.
I feel like we're back to last week's show.
And you can feel it well. Last week's show was a pretty good show.
It went hours last week's show. And we're going to go hours tonight, too. So We're going to feel repercussions of this. Don't shake your head. We're not going to go for that hours. I'm just saying. Well, let's go over to Phoenix. And you know what? I got to tell you, it was actually a boring race. It really was for the most part.
Right up until the end.
Well, it wasn't even quite the end.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's sad. You know, Keselowski, no doubt, had a better car than Jimmy Johnson that day. We knew he was going to get some points. It was kind of cool because I'm thinking, all right, one or two points, one of these guys are going to be ahead going in the shootout. Kenny, like you said, he just drove it too hard.
Trying to get up to the front. You know, you got to be there. You can't lose any points. Obviously, last year was proved that every single point counts, and he was doing his best to get back up to the front, overdrove the car, heated up the brakes, melted the bead, boom, boom, boom goes the tire, and you find that safer barrier don't seem so much safer after you destroy the right side of the car and can't get it back together. So he went from probably a top 10 car to a, 32nd finish or 33rd finish or something like that. Cost him a tanker full of points.
He ended up gaining one at the end because
somebody else crashed earlier. Yeah.
But the cool thing is Danica didn't try to wreck anybody until later. We'll talk about that.
I don't think she even tried.
No, she didn't. That was not her fault. But
she did a dandy job of it.
But, you know, let's get back to it. I mean, really, the last couple of races really were kind of boring, except for, you know, the week before and at Texas. It was actually exciting for the last few laps because those two guys went next door to door with each other.
Races are too long. Tracks are too big. Shorten the races, put them on a short track, stick them on dirt, and we'll have better races.
Tom, you've been awful quiet today. Well, how come you're not?
Every day I'm shuffling.
But don't get too far ahead of us yet. But you know, what do you think of the race?
I would agree with you. I thought it was pretty much boring for most of it, and then suddenly the melee broke out at the end, and all kinds of different scenarios going on there. You know. You got the crash, you got the fight, you got the caution that wasn't called, you know. So
I'm trying to talk up to that.
You steer it back to where you want to be.
I'm trying to. I'm talking about the race prior to. Kyle Busch, man, I'll tell you what, the Gibbs cars, it wasn't just Kyle. I mean, Kyle did dominate most of the race. But the Gibbs cars, I don't know what happened to them. And all of a sudden they got fire on them, and they was looking good all weekend long. And
probably got something past the tech guys, and nobody knows it yet.
Oh, my God, man.
It's Toyota.
Conspiracy. I'm telling you, we're going to talk conspiracy in here just a little
Toyota.
Bit. Yes, I know. It's a Toyota, and you don't like that. And I don't either, but, you know, you can't blame a guy.
Yeah, and speaking of, wait a minute, we're going to go another way here. No, don't ever text me something like you text me this weekend, especially when I'm doing something.
What?
You know what.
Which one?
Huh?
What?
2016 Kia? You're like, I didn't reach through the phone and choke you.
I got to let me build up to this for a minute. Kenny did the guest spot on the balance on Sunday or Saturday. So I was listening to the show, right? And I don't know what they were talking about with the Dodge leaving because Keselowski was dominating.
Yeah.
So I text Kenny that the year 2016, Kia's coming into NASCAR.
The only good thing about it is I looked at it right after I hung up the phone. Said, you wild man, you're trying to get me in trouble here.
And he called me and said, man, what was that? I said, I was trying to get you riled up, but apparently you didn't look at the text before the show was over.
Well, I was using that phone, and I didn't want to accidentally hang up on Tom because I've done that before. Then I blame the phone, you know.
But I'm kind of surprised Tom didn't say nothing because usually when I text stuff down there, he laughs.
Did you send that to him too?
Oh yeah, I sent it.
Well, see us radio professionals. There are certain lines of bull.
Oh my God.
That we can just ignore.
Let me get my boots on. No, folks, Kia is not coming to NASCAR.
Thank God. I have to quit the show.
I will tell you. You know, you want to talk about a rumor that's been going on for a long time that actually became announced in a fact. But apparently there's been a deal struck in 2013 that the Nationwide is going to Mid-Ohio.
Hey, don't lead up to that. That's part of my did you know.
I just wanted to throw that in real quick. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, well, now you're happy.
That's
there's
the happy
your,
part.
There's your happy
that's
part of did you know.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that's what you were doing. You
okay.
Tell me these things.
No, I try to keep it a secret so I can get a reaction out of you.
But anyway, man, we're getting way off track here. Let's go back to Phoenix.
Shouldn't have taken that left turn at Albuquerque. Yeah.
Man, I got to tell you, you know, you like to watch excitement. And Kenny, you've been around racing a long time, longer than Tom and I have, because you grew up with it.
Yeah.
And I've been in local tracks for a long time watching. And we always know the tempers fly, and they're always going to fly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes racing exciting. NASCAR has lost that since 1979.
That's part of the lore of racing. A couple of times. It really is. And as much as the good old boys of the South and the Francis who are trying to market it worldwide and stuff don't want it to be, it is part of it. It's always going to be part of it, and you might as well embrace it and tell them if they're going to fight in front of the grandstands instead of in the back alleys. But with TV now, I guess it don't matter where you take a punch at somebody. Somebody's going to see it.
Well, we're going to talk about a lot of that when we come back from the break.
Yeah, talk about a Kia. You got any cameras in here? I could use a day off. You give me a couple of black eyes. You break my glasses, the only pair I got.
I could just see Kenny when he read that and sent me that. What?
You son of a... Oh, man, I hope you're lying.
I heard Honda was coming in.
Hyundai. Hyundai is the one I heard earlier.
Yeah, Hyundai has... There has been negotiations with Hyundai. We don't want it to happen. But anyways, you guys, you've been listening to Speed Talk. Go to RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check us out. And the contest... Match a song to your driver.
I need a gas card. Can I play?
You can play all you want.
You won't pick it, though.
No.
See? I'm going to have to put a name, Ellie, like Luke Warmwater or Steve Tiny Michaels or something in there. You think?
Steve Tiny Michaels.
I demand my gas card.
Two $50 winners. You can have a gas card or a gift card. I'll give you a choice. Christmas coming up just in time.
How about if I put it in for, like, FortRocks.com? Would that work? Yeah, see, I guess we got to kill about, what, 20 seconds?
By the way, you know
every
what?
Every day.
Before I forget, since we won't be around, everybody have a nice Thanksgiving next week. God, I can't believe that's here already.
Turkey Day is coming.
All right, folks, we need to take a break. Listen to Speed Talk. We'll be right back with some more fun.
Okay. I'll be here.
All right.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Over the course of history, there have been many great revolutions. The French Revolution, the American Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, and now in 2012, there's a brand new revolution for the Fan Revolution, IndyProSports.com. That's IndyProSports.com. IndyProSports is for the serious Indiana fan who roots for the Colts, the Pacers, the Indians, and so much more. Make sure you check out IndyProSports.com. Be a part of the revolution on Twitter, Pro Indy, and on Facebook, Indy Pro Sports.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Welcome back to Speed Talk. Kenny Barr, Tom Wolf coming at you. Got Lauren Tiny behind the board trying to make it sound good and stay on time. We're having a hard time doing that today for some reason. I'm Cliff Dander. Don't forget, RadioSpeedTalk.com. You check us out there all the time. We've got every interview we've ever done, any blog we've ever done, almost anything we've ever done. Man, that's pretty scary if you think about it.
My blogs are gone.
That's
threw
not my
away.
Fault. I'm trying to get you back on. You know what?
And where's my interview with J.J. Yaley at?
It's on there.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's in the archives, sir.
I will have to go check it out.
And you will get to do more as we go on farther here. So, anyway, RadioSpeedTalk.com. Check everything there. Go to the contest page, better known as
Become a
Junkie.
Yeah. The old Junkie sign up. We don't call you Junkie anymore.
Tell us about the contest, Kenny.
Well, I can't play. I can tell you that. I'm not allowed to play, but we want you to send, match up your favorite driver or maybe your not least favorite driver. We have a few of those. with a theme song that most appropriately describes him as seen through your eyes. And we want to be able to identify the driver. So I've heard that there's some lawnmower guys interested in, and Cliff knows a lot of those guys. So if Cliff recognizes the name, then we'll call it a legal entry in the contest. and send it. You do need to go to the link on the left side of the website where it says Become a Junkie. You're no longer junkies. You're race fans. We like you even a little bit better than we used to before, but that's where a great place to put all the information in that we need to find you if you win. So jump on there, left side of the website, 24/7. Cliff will review them all, and then he'll share the good ones with us, and then we'll figure out who gets what. Two gas cards or maybe a gas card and a gift card to your favorite clothing store or wherever.
I like it.
As long as it's not Starbucks.
Oh, well, that'll be a cup and a half of coffee, you know, and then you'll be
pretty
done.
Much, yeah. Good one. And just to, you know, let you know, for people that like to drink watching races and stuff, you can use your beer goggles. It doesn't have to be your eyes. So, you know.
Well, I think some of them guys drive with beer goggles every once in a while anyway.
Well, we saw some of that this weekend, which we're going to get to here in just a minute. But again, go to Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. You can go there. We got all kinds of entries going on there. And we're always trying to change that and put pictures up. And Kenny, you're over at Twitter on.
Yep, KennyBar52.
And I'm at Radio Speed Talk too. Check it out there because we're on there a lot. And hey, since we won't be able to see you before, y'all have a great Thanksgiving weekend and a safe holiday. And well, when we come back that weekend, you're going to hear us talk about the championship next week. So we're going to have some fun with that. Anyway, guys, we're going to go back to Phoenix. We talked about Crash Fest going all over the place. It continued over into the Cup Boys. Seven laps to go?
I believe so.
Jeff Gordon smacked the wall a little bit. And, you know, we've been hearing him and Clint Boyer babbling back and forth all year long at each other. And, you know, I start to wonder as I look at myself, because, you know, I'm about the same age. Actually, I think I'm a little older than Jeff Gordon. But I start to think, as you get older, do or do you not start getting irritated or maybe short-tempered or what's the word I want to use? You just don't put up with as much as you used to. But anyway, you know, he hits a wall. He's got pieces flying off. And he gets black flagged after a lap or so. And he was told to come in. He doesn't want to come in, but he's lurking for Clint Boyer. Smacks him. Smashes the crap out of Clint Boyer, but also takes out Joey Logano. And Jeff realizes he's pretty much done, and he's going to get out of his car and decide to go flying at. And maybe you guys can help me out, because I'm kind of lost. Did he actually go for Boyer's crew chief, or did he go for the crew, or what happened? Because Boyer, poor old guy, had no clue what was going on for a while.
I believe he got out of his car, and Boyer's crew came over to him at that point. And then they got Jeff out of there pretty quickly.
Yeah, they hustled him out of there, and the two crews went after each other is what it ended up doing. The highlight film that I saw about 352 times this weekend on Speed Talk is they had one guy about your size grabbing that itty-bitty Jeff Gordon and hustling him off to safety. And, you know, he was putting up the little bit of a kick and scream and fight to make it look good, but, you know, they got him out of there in a hurry.
Yeah, but you got to admit, it looked a little bit better than the slap fest.
That sissy fight ass thing, I just, my God, I'd be embarrassed about that Jeff Burton thing.
I was feeling, you can't even call that a fight, come on.
I've seen girls fight better than that.
I was going to say, that's like two girls, you know, wrecking their pink bicycle into each other, and one of them got a bent rim and broke their horn. I mean, come on. Really? But I will tell you, I got to give you credit, Tom. He did. I mean, you know, he was definitely ticked off. But I don't know. It looked to me like they all piled on him is what it looked like. But I didn't see him get out of there in time.
He bailed.
But I was too busy, you know, typing Big stuff chicken. On the computer and having a good time with that. But anyway, he goes back, and Clint Boyer all of a sudden realized, you know, poor guy was sitting in his car thinking, you know.
Where's my crew?
Yeah, where's my crew? We're going to get this car fixed. And then he hears there's a big thing going on. So immediately he gets out, and he goes flying. And I mean flying. And anybody, again, I've said this many times, you can't tell me that those race car drivers are not athletes. Granted, some of us are, you know, big, and go ahead.
That's a 5-hour energy endorsement if I ever saw one.
I think he had a few of them. But I swear to God, he set a land record going back there to Jeff Gordon's hauler. But, you know, we talk about that, but you got to talk about the camera guy that followed him all the way back there through that crowd carrying a camera. Now, Tom, you know, and tell me if I'm wrong, you know a little bit about cameras. Maybe not so much movie cameras, I don't know. But, they're smaller, but still, to be keeping up with a guy like that running through a crowd is pretty tough.
You got to keep in mind, and at the next race, take a look at it. You don't just have the cameraman. You've got a guy with a battery backpack and sound equipment that's with that cameraman. And that camera probably weighs 35, 40 pounds minimum, I would think. It's a pretty good-sized video camera. So.
Yeah, they should get a bonus. Or what do they get? Don't they get some sort of cinematic award? Cinematic. Here we go, making up words again. Cinematic award.
I'm thinking Pulitzer here.
For sporting events and stuff?
Yeah.
I think that's got to be one of the – an ESPY, at least.
Yeah.
That whole thing's going to be an ESPY.
Well, yeah.
I'm telling you. But, you know, and again, we go back to the age-old question. Why is a lot of people immediately said that what, you know, why is Jeff getting away with that and, you know, blah, 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 and why is Kurt or Kyle Busch getting in trouble for what he does in a truck race? Now, tell me if I'm wrong. You're looking at one side of it. What Kyle Busch did was during a caution. What these guys did was at full speed.
Yeah, and that could have been a big game changer for everyone. And all, you know, all due respect with the fighting and the tempers flaring, I don't think that you use your car as a weapon on the racetrack, especially, you know, under a green flag condition where it could become a game changer for Keselowski, who just, you know, slid by on the bottom and barely got through. And it certainly ruined Logano's day. So
where are you going to get hurt worse? Inside your race car, upside the head with a jack handle?
Well, probably upside the head, but at least it'd make good television.
I don't know.
Two crews and not changing and ruining a lot of other people's day on the track, I guess is where I'm.
Those guys are safer crashing each other in them cars than they are beating each other up in the pits and stuff. You're right. Other people are going to get caught up in it. Logano and Eric Amarola had to spin to not take them on head on and stuff. But I disagree with you. I think retaliation with cars is perfectly fine. I really do. Not T-boning a guy or anything, but trying to spin him and take him out. It wasn't like,
tell me it wasn't blatant.
Were you? No. Well, Cliff Setzer did the same thing here years ago, but he sat on the infield and waited for a guy and just blasted him.
Oh, I've seen that happen lots of times in Fairfield, yes.
And he didn't do that. His intention was to spin him out and take him out of the race and take points away from him. And it got a little bit more than that, and it got more people involved in that. But I think retaliation with a car is better than a fist fight and a jack handle and whatever other weapons you got in there.
Well, there you go. We had the race, you know, the whole big thing. The penalties came down. Jeff Gordon gets a $100,000 fine, which is probably a job for the bucket to him, 25 championship points. Hendrick loses 25 driver points. Gustafson goes on and probation till the 31st.
Right.
That's a joke. That's all too light.
Yeah, it's all too light. I agree. Gustafson gets also on probation, and then you go down, and Brian Patty, which he should have been fined, he gets fined $25,000 probation. Thing that gets me, Brad Keselowski gets fined $25,000 for using his phone in the car, which, okay, that's cool, but why did they let him do it at Daytona?
Because we didn't have a rule in place at that point, apparently.
Well, there wasn't a rule here either that I knew of.
There is a difference. So he had the phone out of the car at Daytona. He had the phone in the car at Phoenix. And I am wondering, just from the techno side of things, you know, traction control has been around a long time. I mean, there's been guys that had wires into their fire suit, and they were grounded to the roll cage. Right. And as they got out of the car, they grabbed these wires and popped off these little bitty pieces of solder, and that's where all the controls were. I wonder now, with these smartphones that we got, like this little OtterBox iPhone I got right here that don't seem to like me half the time, if there isn't an app to control traction control or alter that ECM or do something to make that car run a little bit different.
It doesn't matter.
Hell, it don't.
No. He still had the car or the phone in the car the entire race of Daytona.
But remember, this is the first year for ECMs and electronic fuel injection.
True.
They didn't know that crap back there. Right. Now they've got 35 races under their belt going, maybe there's more to all this electronics than we understand.
So Big Brother's have taken over NASCAR. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, electronics are. Maybe.
But still, why does he not get the same punishment that Kyle Busch got?
He should have. Well, why? It's because he's a four-time champion. He should have. I mean, NASCAR's always been terribly inconsistent with all that stuff. Yeah, agreed.
If you're gonna be consistent, or if you're gonna lay down penalties, you got to be consistent. I don't care who you are, what you are. You want to have some fun with it and make it, you know, to where it's more drama-like or whatever, then you keep consistent on the penalties.
Set him down for a race. Let him start at Daytona next year and put him on probation for like the first four of next year.
Put him next to Boyer.
And the money.
50, you know, it's 200 miles an hour, smack the hell out of him, throw him out in the wall.
How much money did they get fined total? That's $225,000, $250,000?
No,
$100,000. I mean altogether. I mean,
oh, altogether?
Yeah.
It was like $175,000.
About a quarter of $1 million.
Yeah.
I know two enterprises that could use that dough pretty well. The FortRocks.com and Radio Speed Talk. They can send the money to their favorite charity. Send it our way, baby.
And you could probably get that gift card you want.
I could get that gift card, and we could probably send them a T-shirt. Say thank you.
All right, folks. Don't forget about the contest, Kenny. You got about 10 seconds to tell them what it's all about.
I can't play. I can tell you that.
That's all he cares about.
Yeah.
Get over there. Hit the Become a Junkie and register. Match the song. Match the driver. Be creative. Facebook.com. RadioSpeedTalk.com. We need to take a break. When we come back, we didn't even hit the cautions yet, and that's
right.
One thing I really want to hit. But we're going to have to do that after Kenny's Did You Know? Or Do You Know? And,
what do you know?
What do I know?
Who do you know?
Who do you know?
It's not what you know.
All right, folks,
you know.
You listen to Speed Talk. We come back. We're going to have some more fun.
I don't know anything. I know I can't play.
And there's a surprise.
True.
Your talk show for NASCAR.
Yeah! Now that's what I'm talking about.
The Balance Online.
Welcome back to Speed Talk. We've got Kenny Parr, Tom Wolf, Steve Manning Sr. coming with us. I'm Cliff Tanner. We also got Steve and Tiny trying to make us look good. Yeah, or not look good. That's impossible.
That's
but
not going to
sound good. Stay on time somehow. Anyway, check us out at RadioSpeedTalk.com or Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. Kenny is over on Twitter at
KennyBar52. See, I'm right on top of it this time.
And I'm at Radio Speed Talk too. Kenny, tell us a little bit about the contest here.
Match up your favorite driver with your favorite theme song, or at least a theme song that makes sense to match the driver. And Cliff is going to send you a whole great big pile of money. Oh, no, just a $50 gas card and or a $50 gift card. We'll have two winners. Contest ends November 30th. Send it to the use the link on the left side of the website at RadioSpeedTalk.com. Go to the link that says Become a Junkie and fill her out. Send it in. We'll judge it. You may win.
Be creative. Have fun with it, man. And before we get into Kenny's segment here, we got off, or I went off track on you know, who's going to be where with the Camping World Truck Series next year. But Tom brought up a point. We didn't even get to the good part. And what a finish that was.
Great great end of that race. Green-white checker. Cale Gayle not afraid to drive it in under Kyle Busch and push it and win by, what, about a foot maybe at the line?
If that.
Oh, really? He beat Kyle?
Yeah.
A goodie.
Well, come on. We all thought
I don't like Kyle Busch. Didn't you know that?
You didn't watch the race?
Life gets in the way of plans.
Oh. Well, then you just found out that your driver didn't.
Well, I really knew that, but it was good radio.
Yeah. They have this new invention, Kenny.
Yeah, I don't have time for that thing.
You can record things, and you can fast forward through it to get to the good part.
Okay, Jeremy.
But you know what? And it was great because he did not back down. He slid right with him the whole time. And, you know, this is where I agree with Kenny when it comes to the attitude of Kyle Busch. What he said afterward was utterly, absolutely dumbasses.
Yeah, he could have been a little bit more gracious in defeat and saying that's just racing. Considering I kind of feel he initiated the contact first by trying to force Cale down, and then Cale said, "I'm not having any of this," and they ended up, you know, hitting the wall and going across the line. But, you know, what are you going to do?
I guess he forgets when he was in the tables were turning. He was the young guy that
exactly.
Well, and that's true. And I know it's no excuse, Kenny, because I know you're looking at me.
No, I'm gonna leave it go because
I want
like
you
I
to
had
say
two heads here a minute ago.
but your brother has nothing to do. You can do what you want, okay? But I just don't get it. I don't know why he would be that. But I understand that he's under pressure because he hasn't won anything this year.
No, big deal. You know, he's big enough now and he's made enough money now.
It's time to grow up and mature. Period.
It's time to get out of the little leagues and stay up with the big boys. You might win a championship.
That too, but you
concentrate
know,
just on that.
We should do a show about
got
that.
Enough. You're there. Quit being an ass. Grow up a little bit. And if you don't like it, get the hell out. I'm telling you, there's lots of things you can do with life other than racing. And there's lots of guys that can step into your shoes and do just as well as you can. I know a lot of people think he's one of the best wheelmen around, but it takes more than just being a wheelman anymore to be a good racer in my eyes.
Well, I have to agree with you now, but since we're rolling right into that, do you know?
Yeah. Do you know my opinion about the Bush Brothers? No.
I think everybody in the world knows about it. The Bush Brothers have already called me and told me.
That's fine. Give them my number. I don't give a shooby-dooby. I'll talk to them, by God.
Right.
But this week's segment of Do You Know is brought to you by, again, Wish for Our Heroes, doing good things from active military families in all 50 states and four different countries. Wishforourheroes.org. Jeff Wells runs the show, and he said, I don't want your money. I just want your belief. So go check them out, wishforourheroes.org. And this week I've decided to dig into the archives a little bit and do something I really don't like to do, but I did because I found it interesting. A lot of people still don't like the Chase point system. So I went back and I decided to look it up and see who would win if the old system was still into place. And I found some interesting stuff. Back in 2004 when the thing started, Jeff Gordon would have won the fifth title. Instead, Kurt Busch happened to win that year. Yeah, really. Tony Stewart would have won both ways in 2005, both the old format and the new format. In 2006, Jimmy Johnson would have won the title either way. In 2007, Jeff Gordon would have won his sixth title, and he would have won by over 350 points.
Wow.
But since things got reset, Jimmy won his second that year. So I think Jeff Gordon really took a hosing on that thing. Carl Edwards would have won in 2008, and he would have beat Jimmy Johnson by 16 points. Johnson would have won a second title in 2009, beating Gordon by 66. In 2010, here's one people probably forgot, Kevin Harvick dominated everything and would have won over Johnson by 200 points. In 2011, with the new format, the old format, Carl Edwards would have won his second title, and he would have finished, who finished second that year? I forget. It doesn't say here. My notes are terrible. And then this year, Brad Keselowski would have beat Greg Biffle by 19 points. Now, can you imagine the landscape now? Nobody would be calling Jimmy five-time. They wouldn't think he's so dominant. And there would be a whole lot of guys wearing rings that don't wear rings. So tell me, do you think the Chase is good, Cliff, or do you think the Chase is bad? We all know why it's there, but which format would you prefer and why?
You know, that's a tough one. I mean, I know we need to make some more excitement going on. I like the old format the best. The problem is with the old format, I think they needed to give a bigger points difference for wins than what they did to allow people to make that a little more exciting. We all know they brought the Chase up for the bucks.
Sure.
The big bucks.
Sure.
And we also know that if the Chase was also made for Jack and Austin Jimmy Johnson. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It all became a chess game instead of a racing game.
Well, and that's one of the criticisms that people have about the Chase, that a lot of the tracks that were put in the Chase favored Jimmy Johnson and his driving style and
exactly.
How good he did in a mile and a half. A lot of people can't stand that, and that's an interesting point you bring up. Tom, what do you think about that? You like the old or the new?
I'm a fan of the old format, and I would agree with Cliff. I think it could have been tweaked a little bit better. I've never been a fan of this because you're resetting it for 10 guys, and what do the rest of the guys have to do on the track then? Number two, it gives someone else a possibility that is getting a motor from a Hendrick or Childress to, have a conversation on the side. Hey, if Jimmy needs a little help, why don't you kindly get out of his way and let him go on by you?
Yeah.
So,
and I'm sure that happens. And
sure.
We're never going to know about it and stuff. Senior, what do you think?
Old school.
Yeah.
I'm old. I'm old, and it's old school. You know, you work hard for these 26 races. You get this big lead like we've seen on your notes there.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden it's supposed to give it all away and start all over, and you're
right.
5 points ahead of somebody.
Yeah, that's kind of dirty pool. Another thing that a lot of people talk about is the track selection. And I saw the answer to that. Everybody thinks that they shouldn't have the same tracks every year. They should run them around like the Super Bowl every year. Pick different tracks to have the different chase races at different years, and I think it'd be a really good idea. Be a little tough on the scheduling, but instead of having Chicago every year and Talladega every year, and a lot of people don't even think Talladega should be in there because it's too crazy and unpredictable. Don't
Which
have Kansas every
it.
Year. Well, there is another side of every coin and kind of thing, but I think that they ought to make sure they get a little bit of every track in there, including
a road course.
Yeah.
Dirt.
Yeah. I don't know about dirt yet.
Short tracks.
Short tracks.
Have Richmond in there instead of being the one before the chase starts. Let's
sure.
have it right off the bat.
Sure. Make sure it's a good mix of tracks, and that gives the guys, I think, a little bit better opportunity. You'll get come up with a truer champion running this 10-race chase than you do if you don't.
Well, it gives the people, they all have got money, but the bigger teams that have multiple cars, they know the 10 tracks it's going to be, and they can gear for those tracks and try different things more than
sure.
if you didn't know for sure each year what the schedule was going to be.
Yeah, concentrate their focus on,
exactly.
We're going to be good at Kansas. We're going to be good at Chicago. We're going to practice there as much as the rules will allow, and then we're going to try and sneak a practice in when the rules don't allow.
Exactly.
And they'll spend the extra money doing it all. So there you go. Did you know all sorts of different champions that never became champions because they changed the format for television?
So what you're telling me is Jeff Gordon would have 6 titles.
Yes, sir.
And Jimmy would have 2.
Yes, sir.
Under the old format, if
yes.
we went back to that.
Right.
At least Brad still would have won.
And Brad still would have won. He would
yes,
have
he would
beat
have.
Biffle.
And it was Tony Stewart to finish second last year, by the way. It would have finished second in the old points.
Okay.
Exactly.
My notes didn't say that. Could have been. So.
Well, it was those two that went for it.
They didn't.
Well, you know what? It may not have been because he only won 5 races. He didn't win any races until the
exactly
until the chase. So,
well, the guy that really got hosed in 2010 was, I think, Harvick. More than
yes,
anybody.
I agree.
That's what I'm talking about right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd have won by over 200, old format and stuff. But, well, you know, we also talked about this. How much time we got? Good. You know, when people go points racing, and the senior is a perfect example of that. If they decide at the beginning of the year to go points racing, learn the rules, make sure you understand them, make sure the whole team understands that you're points racing, and then work every week or every other week or however often you race to your advantage, whether there's a lot of points put on qualifying, too much on heat races or what have you. So this is kind of a non-issue question, but it's an interesting thing to think about, especially since we're all mature men here and not young kids that don't know anything but the chase. But you get as long as you know what the points system is, you're okay. You don't necessarily agree with it. I mean, locally, we don't agree with the one that's in place now or has been for a couple of years. But 2 out of the last 3 years, I think somebody at this table has won a championship out there because he knew it.
Well, you know, you bring that point up. Why not put some points on qualifying and everything else? Because I think it would make it more interesting and closer in some points.
But don't make it so top-heavy. Don't make it so qualifying
right.
heavy. Put some out there, but don't, you know, they pay, what, $20 to win a heat race and the cheeseburger for second, Steve, or some crazy thing like that, but you're out there burning up $150, $200 worth of tires.
That's a lot.
For 5 points, you know, and it doesn't pay itself at all.
Something they ought to think about, easy to say, winning a NASCAR race is not easy, even though the cream is at the top, and the same guys, Jimmy Johnson's won 60 races since he started or whatever here. If you win a NASCAR race, you ought to be in the chase. That's what I say.
Well, you know what? That's a good point. And while we're talking about it, we want to know at Speed Talk what you guys think. Go to RadioSpeedTalk.com. Go in the comment section. Let's hear all about it, because we're going to do a future show on this as we get ready to go through into the winter. Guys, I appreciate it, man. Time goes too fast sometimes when you get talking. There's so much more we could do. Kenny, appreciate you bringing that up. Steve Minnick, Sr., appreciate you joining us.
I love it here. I have a lot of fun with you guys.
Well, you know, you're more welcome to come back anytime you want.
I'll be back.
He needs to get out more.
Well,
yeah, he knows how to get here now.
He knows how to get here now because I'm going to be doing a basketball game next week. So
I'll probably
right.
have
more
to come
welcome.
To take care of, take his.
Take his spot.
Yeah, I might do his segment here. We might talk about Danica or something in my segment.
Oh, my God. Dude, we got to go there. Hey, guys, appreciate it. Tom, Kenny, Steve, and Tiny, appreciate you helping us out. RadioSpeedTalk.com. Make sure you go to Facebook.com/RadioSpeedTalk. Kenny Barr is at KennyBarr52 on Twitter. I'm at RadioSpeedTalk2. Till next week, we talk about all kinds of stuff. Hey, we might even be able to talk F1 next week. We are out of here. Thanks for listening to Speed Talk. Kenny, you got something to say quick?
Yeah, Tiny's probably got some music for the dating game. That'd be kind of cool for
Tony Stewart.
Okay.
And we're gone. See you next week.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.